Ah, there you go. That was an ankle snap in there too. This is NFL Australia. I'm your co-host, James Clements. I'm a guy. No, I am. You might see me around the traps in your newspapers, around this great Brianwood country of ours. Fox Sports Lab NBA with my good friend Ben Dixon and my even better friend Carlos Boozer. What else? NBA Australia, that's a good one. And, of course, CodeBet. You know, what I'm in charge of. CodeBet Daily, another podcast guest. Jeez.
Because that's what you need, mate.
Mate, I can barely talk at this point. It's just getting a bit ridiculous. Anyway, you just heard him there. I'm here in Lariana Studios, sweating like a priest near a preschool at the moment. It just got warm in here. I don't know why, but here we are. Anyway, on the other side of this here iPad, it's a bloke. He's now not 11-1. How do you get that tattooed on your sack? Jeez.
Oh, Jesus.
I just put the Eagles as the fancy pick for the Super Bowl in tomorrow's paper for him. There's a bit of a hashtag spoiler alert for you. I just put the mocker on him. He's gearing up for a big gig this week. He's just a bloke who's had a few tins in him already. It's sometime singer in a band called The Ramshackle Army. He's my mate. Here's your mate. It's Gaz. Gaz, what's going
on? It's that time of the year where it's coming up to December and all of your suppliers and customers just want to have a beer. But anyway, I'm not an Eagles fan this week. I'm an NFC East fan because even though two of the teams played each other, Jimmy, no NFC East team lost this week.
I would like to thank, we'll get into this in a second, but geez, NFC East has been great for me betting this year. Either way, week 13 is done.
Better than the South? How's the South going for you?
Yeah, not great with the South, I'll tell you that one.
Yeah.
Revenge week, though. Revenge!
Revenge!
I love it. Tom Brady can still really Tom Brady it up. Jeez, that was some really good Tom Brady.
That was fucking weird. That was really
chaos.
Weird.
Lamar's out. Jimmy G's really out. It's all going on. It got very squirrely. This week was sick. So let's just bloody talk about it, all right? Let's do it. We'll wrap up week 13, set up week 14 for you. This is the last quarter of the season now, guys. I don't like that phrase. That phrase can fuck off. Jesus. Anyway, we're going to wrap all that all up in one dumb, drunken NFL Australia package for you. So let's get into it. Episode 63 of NFL Australia.
Let's do it.
I'm so handsome. I'm so handsome. Ah, fuck! At least I'm pretty handsome. At least I'm pretty handsome. Oh, g'day. This is Handsome Jimmy G. I just snapped my fucking ankle, and you're listening to NFL Australia. Tell you what, Gaz, that handsome mate, Jimmy G is very handsome, but he broken ankle.
I've started to like to gauge in your kind of that in-between rap about, like, before we get into the random thoughts, about when I realize what the fuck you're talking about. And the moment that you said, oh, I'm so handsome, I'm like, oh, that's a Jimmy G. He's about to get fucking injured. And that's exactly what happened in your rap. There you go.
It was a tough one. Crazy week. So random thoughts. Everything happened, I feel like. We had come from behind wins. We had insane blowouts. We had contenders losing their quarterbacks. It was
the matchup set that up. This week had possibly some of the best matchups. Like pre this week. Like we walked into this week going, fuck, this is gonna be shit hot, right? And then it just got fucking weirder from there, let's be honest. Right?
So for me, I think the best part of this sort of week, you've got the big headliners, obviously, with obviously like Miami, San Francisco, Chiefs, Bengals, etc., stuff like that. But it was like, for me, my favorite shit this week was like the weird stuff like Raiders, Chargers, or Jets, Vikings, and shit, where it's just like, what is going on in this game? Oh my God. Wait, and then of course we had a fucking tie between the Commanders and Giants. Two teams in a fucking death roll for the playoffs. This is awesome. Yeah. Like, what a world. I loved it.
Yeah.
And you had, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, you know, still owns the Bears. You love to see that.
Today, mate, Jimmy, today, I watched the first half of that game, and, like, I just need to give some backside insight into this fucking podcast. I watched the first half of this game, watched about a quarter, like half of the next quarter, and then I got called into a meeting, so I missed the entire last half of the Bucks Saints and got a text message from Jimmy going, this fucking Brady stuff is chaos. And I'm like, what the fuck did I miss? Look at it. Result happened, which we'll touch on in a second. And I had to go back and watch the fucking last, the last quarter, because it was just a fucking, it's an asylum level incident, right? Yeah. Like, it's fucking crazy.
It was nuts.
Anyway.
Couldn't happen to a better team and a better coach than Dennis Allen and the Saints. But there we go. Jimmy G, done for the season. Ankle.
Oh,
and it's like,
fuck.
When it's that bad and it's that bad quickly, they're just like, oh, yeah, he's done for the season. You're like, oh.
When it's the initial coach press conference. When it doesn't even wait for... How many times you just get, nah, it's just the MRI. We'll just wait for the MRI.
6 to 8 weeks. We'll see. It's like, nah, we look... We took one fucking look at that. It's going this way. Oh, my leg went that way. My head went that way. It's like, oh, yeah. Jimmy G needs HPA. Lamar Jackson, we don't know how long he's done for. Days,
week,
possibly weeks.
Week by week, apparently. Week by week.
So week by week was a designation given to Ja Morant, the NBA, about 3 weeks ago, and he came back the next game and fucked everybody. It's like, hang on a second. What are you doing week to week? And Ja Morant's like, motherfucker, I can't be hurt by conventional weapons. But Lamar, this is a tricky one, because what happened last year to Baltimore, Gaz? Lamar got hurt and they fucking completely submarined their entire season and they missed the playoffs.
Well, to be honest, like, well, that was the conversation. We're going to get into this a bit later, but like, he's really been, he's been playing subpar, but still keeping them afloat.
Because he's that good,
like,
right?
Yeah. He's just the only thing that's really keeping that team going when they should be better. Anyway, let's not stop it in the random thoughts.
I like it. Baker, he got waived.
Oofed.
That's a...
Oofed.
How do you spell fall from grace? Is it B-A-K-E-R?
What a fucking slide.
Just saying.
Slide.
Not a great vibe. Not a great vibe. And seriously, like, don't get fired on your day off, but
yeah,
that's basically what happened, right? Like, the Panthers didn't play this week. No. And he got fired on his day off. That's incredible. I love it. Amazing. Great job, Baker. There is a man who's had more fucking commercials than just about anybody. And, like, this is the thing. We don't get them over here in Australia, but literally you couldn't move for Baker Mayfield fucking State Farm commercials, all this sort of shit.
And you do if you illegally stream your fucking NFL podcast.
Well, to be honest, NFL. You actually NFL do fucking. Get some of the American ads just through Game Pass, which is great.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Go check out Game Pass. Hashtag no free ads. Blow it out your ass.
No free ads.
Aaron Rodgers, we mentioned that at the top, still owns the Bears. Love that. Just, you knew it was coming. Watching that game, you're like, nah, I'm not even worried. I had money on the pack, and I'm like, yeah, I think they've got this. It's fine. They're down. Doesn't matter. You just have that moment of realizing that the Bears' defense is just dog shit. And you're like, yep, nah, they're fucked. And then they turn it on. Odell Beckham Jr. was in Dallas at a Mavs game, just hanging out.
So, I just had to double check that this didn't fit into me crowning it on any other fucking note in this place. But so he's done the Giants and he's done the Bills. And he's on, so it's a private jet tour now, right? It's not like I'm just, you know, flying coach going out to these places. And he's made himself available.
Well, he's not flying coach anymore, fucking hell.
No, apparently not. Apparently not. But he's made himself available to all trainers to, you know, he's had two knee recos in, 3 years? But you know what he's not doing, Jimmy? Catching passes and running routes. Funny about that. Oh, no, pick me up, and I want a contract. I want a multi-year contract that I'm expecting up to 20 mil a year, by all reports. But I want you to take me on a trainer's recommendation with no proof of running routes. Ugh. So
it's like Antonio.
But he's gonna
Brown levels of insanity. That one
exactly. He's gonna go with Brian Daboll. Apparently, Jimmy. Jimmy, let's be serious here. They had a very nice dinner. So, the dinner was fucking lovely. And they had some sparkling repartee. And the conversation was amazing. Can he run routes? No one fucking knows. Right? So, Yeah,
I guess if it's not actually like Antonio Brown, then if you get Odell Beckham Jr., it's actually called Sparkling Odell Beckham Jr. It's not it's not, you know, Antonio Brown champagne.
Well, the funny thing is if the Eagles beat the Giants this week, then one team's pretty much out of the running, because why would the fuck, if you're the Giants, would you pay for him to, if you're not going to make the playoffs, right? Because it's a rental. It's effectively a rental.
Yeah. It makes the most sense on the Giants, obviously, because they've got nobody. And
Right now. But if you give it 1 or 2 weeks, then fucking see you later. Right.
It's just weird. I fucking hate it. I think the fact that we even spent as long as we just did discussing it, where he's going to have zero fucking impact. It's like, ugh.
Yep.
Like, even on you think about the Bills, you think about the Cowboys, like the thing that they're
Cowboys
not
is a third string receiver. I think we mentioned it last week. Cowboys is a third string receiver. Gallup showed up this week. Fucking CD's been showing up in the second half of the season. He's a third. He's the slot receiver, and they're going to pay him what, $20 million a year when they got rid of fucking Amari Cooper for the same price as the number one outside.
I feel like you've been spending a bit of time on some NFC East.
Oh mate, I've just been like.
It's getting
pointy end of the season, right? And so I'm studying a lot more than I would normally.
I like it. What else? Other random thoughts, really quickly. Two more short game-winning field goals. I love a good short. Like after the Justin Tucker,
they really good though.
Both look fucking awesome. It kills me.
They looked fucking. They hit strong. Oh.
So my favorite aspect of this Cavs, both of them, I actually needed to miss. To have a bet cash, and they both actually fell short. I could not believe my fucking luck. Especially the McManus one, right, in Denver. You're at altitude. You're like, he's probably going to sail that through. And like when it fell short, I'm like, what? Cool. That doesn't happen. Neat. And the Graham Gano one, it was like also really fucking long, right? And you're like, he's probably got no chance of that. But appreciate like them having a crack. Last little bit of random thoughts. The Browns didn't score a point on offense this week. Pretty incredible. Like the points, at least rather by the Browns offensive unit, right? I think. So the rest of it was like special teams and defense. Incredible. Defense. You got some other stuff there, some injuries?
Yeah, look, obviously Lamar was huge. They have been average with him. They will be non-existent without him. So we're fingers crossed that is only 1 week out. But Jimmy G, broken foot, as we said, is done for the season. Brock Purdy to start. And they signed Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson! 14 teams, Jimmy. 14 fucking teams. He's been signed. Cowboys, Antonio Brown, Anthony Brown, not Antonio Brown. That's a different guy. He's a receiver who's a fucking psycho. Anthony Brown, second best quarterback, done for the season. Matt Stafford, he was already injured, but he's been signed out. He's on IR. He's done for the season. And just throwing it out there, Burks for the Titans. He got
concussion,
whacked.
Right? Wailed on.
Whacked, but held the catch in the end zone versus the Eagles. The funny thing is, they're 3 games up in a very, very fucking shit AFC South. So who really cares? Because they're fucking walking away with that. Then a very, very average Titans team is going to walk away with that division and not even think twice.
They've had a rough couple of weeks.
Yep.
You buried the lead on Brock Purdy, though, right? Mr. Irrelevant. Yep. With the
he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Last pick of the draft. Love that. Yep. Love a good Mr. Irrelevant. can he be Mr. Bring Him Home? I love it. Probably not. I'm just saying. That. The thing is, though, that we'll get to it in the game wrap bit.
Oh, no.
That defense
don't
is so good. It's so hard to sort of steer away from it, Gaz. Like, it feels like you could put you and me under center, and we might have, like, a modicum of success just because that defense wins every game. I don't know. You could also just play McCaffrey at quarterback. I mean, that dude's got a fucking half-decent arm.
We could just like...
just wildcat it with Debo and McCaffrey.
Quarterback,
and
you and me, just quarterback sneak, like fucking... just once every so often, we'd get the get more than 1 yard.
I'm just saying, Baker Mayfield's out there. Right, week 13, let's do it.
Oof.
The week that was... this Patriots game was fucking brutal. 24-10. It was not pretty. I'll tell you what was pretty. those jerseys. I really enjoyed them.
If you go, that's a reach, mate. That's a fucking reach.
No, those red jerseys are absolutely fucking wonderful.
I get it.
The helmets are incredible. You know what the big problem with this was? The fact that the Bills had a shit sort of white and blue combo to go up against that red, and we weren't wearing like a sort of any real piping on the pant. Anyway, I could go further. But I love that
it's
red. Kinda, that red jersey.
None of that is going to combat the fact that you fucking sucked and lost by a
24-10. They killed us,
mate. It wasn't even that close. That's what I was trying to get to, right? What I was trying to get to is that the fact that I think that kind of flattered you, right?
I did.
24-10.
The Pats, look, you know, I've been wildly realistic about this Patriots team all season. Like, the defense has been there. And the last couple of weeks, it hasn't even been really as staunch anywhere near as it could be. You can definitely pass on this Pats secondary at times. It sort of just gets worn down because they spend so much time out there, I feel. Yeah. But either way, look, they're 6-6, 3-3 at home. It's just fucking gross. And the Bills are really good. Like, it's simple as that.
I posted a joke about it, about, you know, Jimmy was feeling the same about the meme or the video, whatever you want to call it. Of Mac Jones going, throw the fucking ball, the pass game sucks. And that was because you guys had this fucking weird strategy. Well, Matt Patricia did. Of like going to what worked. And what worked was the run game in small chunks.
Yeah.
But you were so far behind. Like, dude, give it up. Like, go long. Throw something. Take a shot.
Allow me just 2 seconds here. The taking the shot thing is
you
massive.
Rant. You rant like I would about the Eagles, mate. Go on.
Well, there's no real rant. It's just very simple. Like, Matt Patricia's a fucking
remove
moron.
Matt
like,
Patricia. Remove Matt Patricia.
Some of these
play
calls.
Preseason before he'd called a game.
You're literally just sitting there going, like, does this... He's very clearly a defensive coordinator. We all understand that. And some of these offensive play calls are like, we better just have like a little screen dump off another little one. It's like... Dude, you're passing it behind the line of scrimmage to a running back who's about to get cleaned up because the fucking defense saw it coming three plays ago. Like, what are you doing?
Well, we're getting 5 yards per play, Jimmy. We're getting 5 yards per play. Unfortunately...
It might be 5 yards backwards a lot of the fucking time. Jesus.
But also, like, so the conversation now is about what the fuck is the Patriots... Like, now, we're now getting to the point of the season where all the pundits, all the fucking podcast dudes are going, what are they going to do now? And the problem is that with the genius of Bill Belichick also comes the arrogance of Bill Belichick. And you're like, well, we
and
put Matt Patricia in for one season. And like, is he going to... If he removes Matt Patricia after one season... That's admitted failure.
Yeah.
So, are you into a death spiral, or...?
No, I think, like, look, Bill has always had that sort of vibe of, like, doesn't really give a fuck about, like, you know, changing shit that doesn't work. But I think in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, it has sort of gotten worse and worse and worse, where it's gotten...
Oh, dude.
Tighter. No, I know how to do this. It's like...
Yeah. Do you, though?
My way or the highway. It's like, you've hired two of your kids, man. Like, what are we doing? Anyway, fuck it. Monday's game. Steelers, Falcons. We both picked Atlanta in this, but we both did not like it.
No, I did not like it. Jimmy, we did not like it.
I think the line might have been like 2.5 in favor of the Falcons at home. I think it might have been when we actually picked it, so... but this game, I actually watched it surprisingly large. Like, Pickett was good. The run game was good. But their defense is just like, oh, hang on. Minka Fitzpatrick, TJ Watt. You've actually got the fucking nuts and guts of a really good defense there. And now that they're back, the problem is the Steelers are 5-7. And you just know that Mike Tomlin's sitting there going, we're not having a losing fucking season. Not on my watch,
motherfucker. I've never had one.
I've never had it. And I'm not going to have it. Fuck you. And away we go.
But the weird thing is, I'm like Drew Taylor. I'm going to throw out a reference here to a mate of mine who's a Falcons fan. Is like, how bad does Ridder need to be if like Mariota's doing this
and Ridder can't
still get in the game? Like, that's this point. Like, what have we invested in? Like, what's left now? We're sitting at 5-8. now, after obviously losing that game, they were 5-7 at the time. But you're like, fuck, I think the South is the only, being in the South is the only thing that's keeping them from starting the rookie, right? Because if that season was a lost season, you'd go, well, fuck it, throw in the rookie, why not? But with like, I know, Brady, what are they sitting after today? 7-6?
6-6, I think.
6-6. Well, there you go. So there are still technically only one and a half games based on, you know, head to head. 1.5 games out of lead position. So they're going to stick with Mariota until they're probably eliminated because I don't know what they're going to get in their rookie, right? But realistically, fucking hell, Falcons, mate.
They stink. They really do. They should have just, like, it's one of those weird years. I was like, look, you gave it a red hot go, but now, just, that is the sound of the pin being pulled. Like, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
what are you
I know.
Doing? Anyway, good job by the Steelers. Hilarious stuff. The fact that they actually still hung on to win that game was pretty crazy and kind of impressive. But they've just got weapons. They've got a couple of weapons.
Pickett throwing less than 200 yards. What, Najee Harris, less than 100?
This Falcons team, they just can't do much. But the way that this game obviously finished, Mariota throws the interception to finish it.
It's the same as what happened last time, right? They were driving down the field. Who the fuck was it the last game against where it got tipped? It got tipped at a diving interception to take that away from the Falcons. Like, fucking hell, mate.
El Clasico. Packers-Bears, 28-19. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. 18 points in the fourth quarter to zero. Justin Fields gave it his all. And then the Christian Wood touchdown happened later and you're like, oh, yeah, Packer up, boys.
This was one of those ones where I watched the first half and like, because I was jumping in between games, obviously trying to spread my attention span across the Monday morning. And I'm like, oh, well, this one I don't have to worry about because, to be honest, even though it was, 10 to 16 at halftime, it's definitely seemed to be going Bears way, and they didn't seem to have much more. And then it was 19-10, and you're like, oh, well, fucking Bears have got this, so I don't have to worry about the last quarter. Oh, no! And then all of a sudden I turn around and fucking Aaron's...
man. It was like 19-10, and there was like a Packers 3 and out, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you have that moment, you're like, they're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
And they were... the weird part was like AJ Dillon runs all over the top and they sort of sat Aaron Jones at times. I don't know if it was because of an injury. You got to have thought that it was, or at least they're sort of just like, you picked up something. And they sort of sliced and diced it towards the end. It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Good to see. Especially if you do have a specific NFC North finishing order bet that
what you're referring to is, I know that you've got Aaron Jones in a number of fantasy leagues, but Aaron Jones ended up with fucking 26 yards at 2.9 yards a carry, and AJ Dillon
was awesome.
93 yards, mate. Fucking that pounding fucking bowling ball of a dude.
18 carries to 9, and it was like one of those ones where Aaron Jones, they're like, Aaron Jones is on the sideline. He might want to spell AJ Dillon for a bit. It's like, nah.
No.
They went to the other one. So.
Run the hot hand.
Kind of love it. Good on him. Tough one for my fantasy team, but we pulled it out in the end. Jaguars, Lions. Lions kicked the shit out of him.
Christ.
40-14. We both picked the Lions. But wow.
I know that Dan Campbell fucking... Mate, they are fucking biting kneecaps and they are on board, mate. They are fucking... DeAndre Swift is back. He's giving it a bit of fucking... giving it the berries. And fucking Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh, he's unreal.
That cunt, right? He's going off his fucking head. And Jameson Williams is only just coming back.
So
and
good.
That guy's apparently going to be all right as well. So... the Lions with whose draft pick do they have next year? The Rams draft pick next year,
which is gonna
be top five. Like the Lions are gonna be, I don't know, middle of the road this year. They're gonna start to be fucking scary next year, right?
Yeah, and the Jags. I mean, this is it. Everyone's like losing their minds preseason. Oh, Dougie P's coming in, Trevor Lawrence. I'm like, look. The Jags are shit.
Yeah, still
like, there's only so much that Dougie P can do. It's like, oh, they might make the fucking playoffs. They might win the... it's like, no. Pump your brakes. And I believe the 7.5 was the Jags over under. And I think, yeah, one of the preseason ones, I'm like, yeah, the under. And it's still, like, we've still got a few weeks to go.
Still
in play, but I'm like, it's right there, right? Like, people think, oh, we'll fucking smash it. No. But great job on the Lions. Like, Goff just slinging fucking passes around sometimes. Like, it's so weird watching him on song, and you're like, oh, is this a result of how bad the defense is playing? Or is he just, like, hit a bit of a groove? And it's just what he does sometimes. It's weird. But anyway, good job, Lions. They're fun. They're fun sometimes.
Yeah. I think, look, offensively, I mean, they've been fun. The only times they've had a slump is when there's been, like, when they had Amon-Ra St. Brown and Swift out at the same time. They had a stumble, but
also, look, seriously, the Jags defense, though, like, we can't pump up their tires too much.
I get it. But Goff is, like, not shown to be the guy in the tough scenes and to step up. So, like, if they go out and get top four, top five pick because the Rams are going to suck balls, because, well, something that we didn't mention is the first two teams have been eliminated from playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Texans. And Rams is one of them, right?
Rams.
Texans, Rams. So they're eliminated from playoffs. So they're going to be, like, let's call it top five, which means that, fuck, they're in the play for a top flight quarterback. And Goff is not that fucking guy, as they know. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
Anyway. Vikings, Jets. This game was wildly entertaining. I mentioned that. 27-22. You have the white interception at the end of it, and you're like, oh, there you go. Yep, checks out. Mike White, turns out, Gaz, still actually Mike White. Didn't really go, you never go full Mike White, and he didn't go full Mike White in this one.
I was hoping they were going to storm down, Jimmy. I just really wanted, as an Eagles fan, I wanted them to drop to 9-3. And then when you saw, like, when I, you know, saw that fucking, what, 20-6 at halftime, and then, like, I was like, yeah, like, that's kind of checks out. Like, the Jets are going to fall back to grace. Like, they played that, you know, no one knew how to play Mike White, and I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. And then all of a sudden, field goal.
Yep.
Field goal. Last quarter. We get up to build up the points. I'm like, oh, fucking, here we go. Here we go. Oh, Mike White interception. Oh, end of the game. Okay,
but look, just to wrap this one up, like, the Jets defense is fucking awesome. Like, they're so good.
They fucking
and
are.
Fun.
Sauce Gardner, fucking that guy. If he doesn't win defensive rookie of the year, like, that's, there's not, who the fuck else is going to take that?
Thibodeau, Aiden Hutchinson. They're not quite as good as he is.
I think Sauce has been consistent. I'm not going to say a tougher position because, fuck, I couldn't play any of them. But,
anyway,
like, yeah.
I feel you. Garrett Wilson at 162 yards. He looks awesome. I love it. But, yeah just couldn't quite hang with Mike White, not, you know, really being his very best Mike White. Taylor Heineke feels like the world's greatest version of Mike White to me, and leads his Commanders. Leads 2020 tie with the Giants.
Fuck.
How the Giants didn't win this is beyond me. And then you watch, like, the Commanders in the last quarter. You're like, wait, where the fuck was this Commanders team all game? Like, what is going on here? This is crazy.
Exactly what I was hoping it was going
to
be.
Like that last drive.
Wanted, to be fair, I wanted the Commanders to win because I really want the Giants to fall off that cliff. Right?
So their last drive, right, when he's finding, like, McLaurin in the middle of the field and stuff like that, it was just unreal. And it's like, dude, you were shit, like, the last three or four fucking, like, offensive sequences, and now you're just nailing it. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, Danny Dimes, Jesus, every time he uncorks that fucking arm, you're like, oh, shit, who's on the end of that? That dude is terrifying to go against. Like, betting against him, just watching him, you're like,
You just have no idea. Well, I think that's the problem is for them is that the Giants have some games against, two against the Eagles. I think they've got a Vikings game left to go. So one or two drops and they're out of the wild card. Commanders have still got another, I think it's like, what is it? There's like a, I think they've got the bye and then they go straight back into Giants again.
Yep.
It's fucking some weird sequence.
They have a bye
fucking,
and then they play again. So
yeah, exactly. It's fucking weird, right? So, look, maybe two buys. What is it? Two wrongs make a right? Like, you know, maybe there's one win between them. I don't
nailed
know
that one. Yeah. But it did feel like, I don't know, this 100% towards the end sort of got to the, oh, we're going to try not to lose this game. Yeah. Kind of vibe for the Commanders, like we'll just end up playing for the tie, and usually that bites you on the ass.
Man, that kick would have been fucking
hilarious.
Would have been great.
Anyway, Titans 10, Eagles fucking smashed them 35.
Wow,
Pepper Pals, take it away, Gaz.
You don't want to review an Eagles game, like you know? So I think the thing for us was that. The only negative out of the game was that we had something like half a dozen false start penalties at home in the first half. That was fucking weird. But apart from that, shut down Deza Henry, which is what you wanted to do. And then it was the AJ Brown fucking revenge game, right? So both AJ and Smitty ended up with over 100 yards, with AJ taking in two touchdowns, Smitty taking in one. But the story was fucking Jalen Hurts after last week rushing for 360. This week, Jimmy, passing yards, 380 yards and three touchdowns.
I think you can throw this Titans team. I'm just saying, Gaz.
No, but they all knew that. Like after last week, they were like, let's take away the run from this Eagles game. Let's take away the run. And it went all right for us. Without no Dallas Goedert. We still got Dallas Goedert, Avante Maddox, a few guys to come back.
What this showed me is that Titans are just like wildly one-dimensional. Like they will take away one thing that you can do, but if you are actually like multifaceted, they'll fuck you up. Whereas like you think about that win they had, they end up losing to the Chiefs in that game, right? And but it felt like
that was
a
thing,
right?
Game of this, they were like, oh well, so the thing of the Titans is they've fucking kicked the shit out of teams, so they've got 7 wins, but it's all been about negative fucking teams with a losing record.
Exactly. They've beaten the Packers, and you're like, oh, but they're shit, so I don't know, it's not exactly giant wins to write home about. And I feel like there was like a weird big swing towards the Titans throughout this week in terms of betting stuff, right? And it's like one of those things where you look at it and go, that always feels fucking really squirrely. But I'm like, I think it's a testament to how much I actually trust this Eagles team and how much I don't trust that Titans defense.
I think there's another factor in this where you talk about the stats and anyone betting the over and under is that the Eagles benched all starters with 10 minutes to go in the last quarter.
Oof.
That's the second time they've done it this year.
It's a good thing to know. Jesus Christ.
I know, yeah. It's when you talk about the scores about with this, and I know the Cowboys game's going to be coming up. Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Smitty, Sanders, none of those guys played the last quarter.
There you go.
None of that. There's always this resting element where you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, cool.
Right.
That game is fucking Dunskies.
Eagles, let's ride. No, this is the Broncos. Ravens, they beat them 10-9 because hilarity.
Jesus Christ. So one positive things that I did in the my fantasy leagues this week was bench fucking Rusty finally, mate. I had this fucking empty faith in the cunt for so long. But you know what? I still got better points out of Lamar, who got injured in the first quarter. Jesus.
Incredible. So this all comes down to...
What a game to watch.
Literally, like, last quarter, we get a Huntley touchdown, and you're like, thank God, please let it be over. Rusty drives them back up the field. You're like, oh God, they're going to kick a fucking field goal and win this. And as mentioned, McManus goes short, and you're like, all right, kind of neat. And I had that moment, I'm like, I think I might have mentioned earlier, right? It was in the altitude of Denver. No, this was in Baltimore. Like, what am I saying? So, anyway, funny stuff. Baltimore, not at altitude. just a heads up. But either way, look, they're now 8-4. But to sneak out one of those wins where Lamar gets hurt, you're kind of like, oh, right. Well, maybe you can hold on for like another couple and not just fucking bottom out like last time.
Yep.
Best of luck, though. The thing is that, like, the defense obviously held the Broncos to 9, but the Broncos, like, you don't, what do you learn from that? Like, the Broncos are shit. Like, the Ravens defense, yeah, we've seen it time and time again. They've, like, held teams for 3 quarters and then just shit the bed. This Broncos team couldn't force you to shit the bed.
There's a number of teams, there's a number of things that we've looked at all year where we're going, fuck it, I don't know what to think anything about this team. But when you look at, I think one of the prime examples about two teams that have gone different directions this year is where we'll talk later about Bengals Chiefs. Look at the Bengals when they lost to the Ravens earlier in the season, and look at the two different directions those teams have gone. One has gone fucking strength upon strength upon improving itself, and the other one is you're like, oh, Jesus, you're 8-4, but God, you're going to get fucking demolished in any sort of playoff scenario.
I do have like a Baltimore over, and I can't remember if it's 9.5 or 10.5. Oof. And I was pretty bullish on them. I thought, look, that defense will be good. Lamar will be handy, and like just a couple of weapons, he's laughing. None of that's happened, but they've still managed to eke out 8-4. It's crazy.
I don't understand how they, them and the Niners, right? I don't understand how they are magnets to fucking injuries.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You got to question what their, the sports science.
Get some more Aussies on the sports science side.
Yeah.
Away you go.
Yeah, fuck.
Right, moving on. Grossest game of the week, 27-14. The Browns beat the Texans. Just.
Do we have to talk about this very
I'm actually
much?
Fine. Just fucking moving on. Browns, gross, fuck off. It. Texans, worst team in the NFL.
Sean sucked. Tuxin sucked. Let's move on.
Yep. They actually, Kyle Allen instead of Davis Mills as well. Guess what? Same result.
Still sucked.
Just shit.
Yep.
My poor Damian Pierce. I love my bet for offensive rookie of the year. He's not going to win it now because Christian Watson's gone completely fucking ham. And what's his name? Walker for Seattle, who tweaked an ankle though, Kenneth Walker. In this game we're about to talk about, Seahawks 27-23. I think Walker's took the lead a few weeks ago. And Christian Watson, all he does is fucking chew gum and fucking score touchdowns, and that motherfucker's all out of gum. Like, holy shit.
Ah.
That's all he does. Yep. Anyway, Seahawks eke out a win against the Rams. It felt like they controlled this game all the time. 27-23, Rams just had some bullshit stuff happen in the last quarter. We're like, there's something going on here. And it's like, settle down there, Cam Akers. And he's like, no, I'm going to keep scoring. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he's Cam, that guy who's like barely able to hold a role. Guys, all of a sudden, oh, I'm just going to find that plane that I need to break. I'm just going to.
But Geno was good. I enjoyed that. The Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, he was like finding them. Like they both had, over 120. And it was just one of those games where it. Because it's in LA, it also obviously always looks beautiful there at SoFi. But watching Geno just stand in the pocket against his fucking pop gun pass rush of the Rams all of a sudden, because no Aaron Donald, they're decimated by fucking injuries. And Geno just standing in the fucking pocket like a giant statue just going, I'm going to fucking nail that one, lasered, to Tyler Lockett. Yep. Boom. And like Tyler Lockett, you go, oh yeah, he's giant. Oh yeah, so is DK. This is gnarly. And they sort of nearly, shit the bed at the end. But anyway, they're 7-5. They're in a dogfight as well for the playoffs. So I'm enjoying that. Seahawks will continue to be weird, wild, and wonderful and tough to pick week in. Because they didn't cover this, right? Because it was a pretty big line, I think. 8.5 maybe when we talked about it last week. So
yeah.
Anyway, another really good game. 17-33. That's not a good game, Jimmy. It was a fun game, though. Because
it was a fun game. It was a fucking interesting game because it didn't. Yeah, it didn't seem like anything that we were going to expect, Jimmy.
But then Tua just decided to go, what's that? Oh, shit, all down my leg. Oh, that's my own. What have I done? Yeah, he was horrible.
Speaking of legs, how's Jimmy going?
Jimmy Garoppolo, poor guy. But the way they still sort of kicked the shit out of them was pretty crazy. I enjoyed it. McCaffrey was really good, sort of doing a little bit of everything. What, 140-plus combined yards, I think, on the ground and through the air.
Hiding the fucking lead, mate. Like this is Jimmy G who was going to be the guy. Like, you know what? Behind that defense, all Jimmy needed to do was game manage behind Debo Ayuk and fucking McCaffrey, and we'd be right, and they'd be fine. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy goes down. The backup, the fucking very expensive backup goes down, and all of a sudden you got Purdy, and like in the first, and it wasn't even late in the game. It was first quarter, and you're like, oh shit, this is going to go badly because Tua is going to fucking throw down to Waddle and Hill, and this is going to be a shootout, and that's not going to work.
Hey-o. Something just went off. That was good.
Was that you or me?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, there you go. Because I'm doing the same thing. And that he's going to go off. And this is going to fucking... And Purdy kept it strange. The fucking... The defense for the Niners kept it close. And you know what? They fucking got over the line. Like, fucking... San Fran is fucking dangerous considering that... You never know what's going to show up. Like, they can be pliable to whatever the fuck is going on. And that's a fucking scary thing come January, February.
Two things out of this. Dolphins, don't overreact, my vibe is. It's like, yes, I think Tua has a shit game. He has a shit game. This Niners defense is fucking terrifying. Does. Like, let's all settle down.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Like, the Dolphins are still going to... be right there in the playoffs. Jesus Christ, I'm about to die over here. Sorry, Gaz, I'm dying.
Is it weird that my first thought is, do you need me to tap in, Jimmy? Like, just let me take over.
My favorite part was that you just left it hanging, just like, he's fine.
I was like, hang on, is this like a
should
tag
I talk
off?
While
is
he
a,
has a
is this
water?
A tag off? What's going on? Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Dolphins, cool. Right, shit game. It's because that Niners defense is, like, horrifying. Second point, they'll obviously stick around that Niners team, but now we've got to start going, you know Tom Brady's going to be on this team next year, right?
Oh.
Right? Like, it was always the team that was like, oh, you know he might go to the Niners. 100% of a chance he ends up there next year, just saying. Good win for them.
The Niners? Hang on. What are you saying? You're saying he's going to the Niners or the Dolphins?
Niners. You can't go to the Dolphins now. They'll get fucking fined forever. You'll never have a first round pick again.
Are you serious? Are you saying that that Trey Lance is going to sit their first round pick? You say they're going to get a fucking.
It's going to be a tough one, but what you're going to hand the keys to this fucking amazing defense and this incredible team, and go, okay, Trey Lance, you're completely unproven still. Boom. We've got no backup plan.
What if one more ride with Brady?
In the shadow of his hero, Johnny Montana. I love it.
Speaking of one more ride with Brady, what about I have no offensive coordinator. I'm heading fastly towards retirement. What if I get the band back together and I get him back to
I just feel England. There's so many things that have to happen for him to go back to the Pats. It's just, I don't quite see it. Niners, it's right there.
What? Like having an offensive coordinator who knows what the fuck they're doing and having a quarterback who, well, let's be honest, fucking Bill Belichick's all about the defense, mate. Get Brady back to run everything and fucking...
Maybe that's how you convince him. Just go, look, I'm going to retire. You can actually just be the coach.
Anyway. Let's move on because this is going to take this episode is going to be about 3 hours long.
I love it. It's like we 100% thought, hey, can we do a quick one? No chance.
No.
Bengals 27, Chiefs 24. This game was sick. Look.
That was fucking sick.
What's this? The third straight?
It's up there with, I'm not going to say game of the year, but it was fucking.
It was
quality.
Back.
Quality there. It was fucking there. Right?
Back and forth, hammer and tongs. I love this game. It was so much fucking fun to watch. And then
also,
it all comes down
balls,
to what?
The Joe Burrow's balls. It really came down to just the big knacker bags on the fucking line where they're like, you know what? We can try and run it out and we can try and punt it back to them and hope that they... Nah, or we can throw the ball to T. Higgins and just go, you know what? Extra first down and just fucking end the game.
Yep.
Let's fucking go. And they just fucking did it and boom.
So good. Fuck yeah. It was fun.
Fuck yeah.
The Bengals are great. They've beaten the Chiefs now three straight times, including...
Bogey team.
AFC Championship game. And
They're
wearing the Tiger stripes. I love that. It was a great... not a great uniform matchup because when you got the red and the white, but look, those Tiger stripes just put me... Like, sign me up anytime they're playing in them. They look fucking sick.
100%.
But well, this all comes down to the Kelce fumble and the Chiefs not getting a stop. And you're like, all right. And
Kelce's on target for like the greatest quarter tight end fucking season of all time, right? In terms of touchdowns, in terms of yards, in terms of, well, it's not receptions. I don't think he'll get Zach Ertz in that season a couple of years ago. But in terms of yards and touchdowns, he's fucking on target for that. And you just don't see that guy fumble like fucking ever. And it was just wrong place, wrong time. And, mate, that Bengals team, fuck. That we were talking about, are they coming? Are they coming? Mate, it's fucking clear. They are fucking coming.
Right there. Amazing stuff, though. Like, the Chiefs, look, they're still really balanced. They're still really dangerous.
Yeah, you're not fucking panic stationed for the Chiefs. I think, the Chiefs, that's clear.
So having dug into it a little bit, it's just like, yeah, I still kind of think at the moment I've got like a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, I think, is my sort of first vibe pick at the moment. Mm. Just can't trust that Bills team. But anyway, Raiders, they beat the Chargers 27-20 because of course they did.
What the fuck,
this
man.
Team is fucked. Davante Adams is incredible. Josh Jacobs is incredible. Jazzy Herbs is incredible. Jazzy Herbs' fucking coach is a moron, and that team stinks. That's basically the entire basis of my analysis for this. Watching them, you're like, what are you calling for Jazzy Herbs? Put him in positions to succeed. This is shit. You're running a shit game plan, Staley. This is fuck. And you sort of watch them and go, please don't get him killed. Please don't get him hurt. Please don't get him killed. Like, Keenan Allen, cool. Eckler, cool. You don't have Mike Williams, cool. But this team is shit house. He had one touchdown against the Raiders, which is like, you know, half decent defensively because they've got Crosby coming after you. You obviously had Chandler Jones going sick in this one. He got sacked 5 fucking times. Like, what are you doing, Chargers? I hate them. They kill me. I love them, but I hate them.
I had a reference. I'm going to throw out a reference to another podcast right now. But around the NFL the other day had a section about who do you prefer to get sacked first? And I'm fucking very interested in your reaction to this, mate. Staley or Cliff Kingsbury to be replaced by Sean Payton?
Oh, give me fucking the Chargers with Payton.
Oh, no, I knew. Because of your love addiction with fucking Jazzy Herbs, I knew you were going
well,
to
Mike
like...
Well, Mike McCarthy...
Sean Payton with Jazzy Herbs, you would have a fucking hard on for about 6 months.
McCarthy's obviously like coached him way into keeping that job. And
yeah,
Payton's just sort of sitting there going, oh.
No, Kellen Moore... has coached his way into Mike McCarthy keeping that job.
Kellen Moore's coached his way into the Arizona job. That's that's what's fucking happened. But either way, yeah, give me Sean Payton on this Chargers team and watch it fucking turn. It's like, you thought you liked Drew Brees, Sean? Here's like Drew Brees 2-point fucking bajillion.
Yeah, with height and strength and actually weapons on the outside.
Oh, love it.
And a good... running back.
Sign me up.
So,
great win by the Raiders, though. Like, they have these games. They just do it. They're 5-7. They could be, 7-5, 8-4. It just leaves a couple of those weird fucking games.
Fucking
but at the same time, they also needed, 2 walk-off overtime wins in the last couple of weeks. So, anyway. The weird thing is that sort of leaves the Chargers and the Pats on the outer in terms of the playoffs and stuff and kind of leaves the Jets in the driver's seat. Anyway. Cowboys kicked the fuck out of the Colts, 54-19, 33 points in the fourth quarter, third most all-time, I think.
This is not just me being an Eagles fan. This is an observation. There was a 2-point difference going at the end of the third quarter, Jimmy.
Yeah.
There was 33 points put on in the last quarter. Now, that can be interpreted two ways. That could be interpreted as of the Cowboys put the foot down, or it could be interpreted as Matt Ryan fucking melted down and the Cowboys had, fucking 17 fucking short field possessions where they ended up putting the ball in the end zone. Don't get me wrong.
It was amazing.
Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, Gallup, they were fucking on point. And that defense was fucking out of control. But let's not like Matt Ryan fucking melted down. That's time. It is definitely time to pack it up, boys. Like, fucking see you later, mate. Just take a breath and go drink whiskey in a rocking chair on your with your fucking old dog and a banjo.
You can go hang out with Phil Rivers and they
exactly.
They deserve each other.
Me too, mate. 33 points in the last quarter, Jimmy.
Yeah.
33 points to zero in the last quarter. The most scored in a... Was it, like, I know you were alluding to it. The most scored in a final quarter by any team ever or something?
That's three teams have done it. Like, it's pretty crazy.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolute chaos. But, like, the crazy part is, like, they look... As you said, they look like they're in it. Matt Ryan slinging passes to, like, what, Pierce and shit down the side. You're like, watch out.
And Dak looked a little bit sketchy, right? He threw a pick and a couple that should have been picks. And then all of a sudden,
avalanche. Yep. Matt Ryan, just out of the school of shitting down his leg of Tua Tagovailoa from the weekend. Yep. And, of course, today's game, the Buccaneers beat the Saints 17-16. What this was 16-3.
As alluded to.
16-3 with 3 minutes to go. Unbelievable. Tom Brady, what's that? His 44th fourth quarter game-winning drive, I believe, which is something pretty awesome. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
it's a substantial amount, that. Also, you know, don't put yourself in the position you have to come from behind. But some of those passes he made, like, it's one of those things is, like, can we bottle just the intensity and the focus that comes with Brady in just those moments? Can we just expand that for the rest of the game? And
I went back and watched it, right?
Couldn't fucking get it. As he's gotten older, like, the attention span has gotten shorter and shorter and shorter. He's like the opposite of Gen Z. And he's like sort of, maybe his TB12's fucked it up. I don't know what's going on. But you...
Needs a bit of more meat in his diet, mate.
Maybe just eat a strawberry, pal. Like, it's the focus. Like, you saw it through the last years of the Pats tenure. And, of course, you know, watching all that very closely and very intensely, you saw it year by year, just sort of slip just that little bit more here, a little bit more there. And then in Tampa Bay, it gets a little bit more pronounced, but you're like, you know, it's Bruce Arians as the coach. He doesn't give a fuck off he goes. And it's like games like this where you're just like, fuck, he's cooked. Like, they've got 3 points. He's like throwing the ball into the defensive lineman at times. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then you wouldn't have the ball in anybody else's hands in the last 3 minutes, would you guys?
What the fuck? It was just so, like, fucking weird.
It was so good that Julio Jones, like, the Julio Jones catch was fucking awesome. But, like, to put it where he did for it to not get intercepted was pretty fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And the fact that he threw 2 touchdowns at the very end, one which got called back, and he just went, fuck it, we'll do it again.
From further
back.
Yes.
I don't care, there's 8 seconds. We're going to fucking win this game. And they did. It was remarkable. And death knell, the Saints, basically playoff chances, division chances with that one game. And also brings that, I believe, what, total all-time Saints Bucks record, right? To a much more respectable 4-2, I think, regular season. And now it might be 4-3 if you include the playoff game that they beat. So Dennis Allen, actual shit coach when he's in charge, really good defensive coordinator. We know this happens, Gaz. Yeah. Sometimes just stay in your fucking lane. Sometimes you don't have to take the promotion. Dennis, especially if your name's Dennis. Look, with all love and respect to anybody out there whose name is Dennis right now, but you know what you are. Like,
none of my mates named Dennis are actually ever called Dennis. Just so you know. Fun fact. But also, what I would say about that, you know, one of that loss, you know, as you said, that it puts these stats between the Bucks and Saints. It also puts this stat that makes the Eagles the number 5 draft pick next year, right? So that the top seed in the league is also number five draft pick of the year. I just thought I'd
rich get richer.
Just thought I'd rich. So I am every game cheering for the Saints to lose. So
let's go
Rams, Denver, Chicago, and Houston. That'll be great.
Amazing. All right. Cool. There you go.
Let's fly through the rest of the show.
Yeah, Nas. The Jets are making the playoffs. Yeah, nah. Yeah, they are. Like,
yeah,
they are. It's crazy.
It's
like,
fucked.
Just don't look now.
Scary.
I think the Dolphins and the Jets make it. I just can't see the Pats and the Chargers, or even the Raiders, ostensibly, jumping up. And the unless the Jets really just have a full blown quarterback crisis, which could happen. We've seen Mike White do it before. You never go full Mike White. He's great for 1 week. He's mediocre for another. And then suddenly you turn around, he's throwing four interceptions and you're like, fuck, Zach Wilson is our guy. Shit, we might have to break out Joe Flacco in case of emergency. Like, what is going on? But
are you that behind on where you think that your Pats are?
The Pats offense is just horrible. And like, in terms of like, even if the Pats beat Arizona this week, like the rest of the schedule, like they're all basically like playoff games from here on out for the Pats. And I just don't trust them because I think, what is it? It's Cardinals, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills. Like that's a fucking murderer's row at this point. Like I don't trust us against
Raiders,
Bengals, Dolphins, Bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The last three are pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just trained to trust Bill, right? We're just trained to trust over the last 20 fucking years. You just you're just like, Bill will sort it out. It'll be fine. Okay. No, that's fine. But if you look at it.
Not with Matt Patricia fucking in charge. Like, ugh.
I'm just looking at the schedule now. Like, I mean, fucking, I would love to think the Chargers are going to get in there, but fuck, mate. Like, after this week and the injury, they've been just been fucking decimated this year. Yeah, I think, I just don't know who's gonna knock the Jets out.
Exactly.
So maybe, yeah, you're right.
The Chargers might pull some weird shit out because they do still have like a Colts and Rams game in there and a Broncos game at the end. But I mean, it'd take a pretty steep fall off. Like the Jets, like the Pats beat them twice this year, so they've got that sort of game in hand if they can equal their fucking record. But
yeah,
still a game back in the loss column. Like it's still fucking hard to climb up.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Next year, nah. Look, the Jets are. Look, they are, I reckon. Cincy, are they doing the exact same thing as last year, Gaz?
I think they're fucking evidence would say that they're fucking doing it, right?
They're actually just doing the fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. They've won four in a row already. Like, they actually might be ahead of where they were last year.
The only difference is last year is they slightly invested in a fucking offensive line this year. And last year, they didn't have a quarterback coming off a fucking appendectomy in the first fucking 4 weeks.
Sure.
So now that he's coming... So you think about an offensive line coming actually into focus and a quarterback who, when they were losing, was really coming back from surgery. And you go, actually, are these guys a little bit more scary than last year? They have the potential to fucking... Because... When Chase was away, right, T. Higgins stepped up and became a fucking pretty scary cunt, right? He was a scary dude. And now Chase is coming back and you're like, oh, so the only reason T. Higgins was doing T. Higgins things was because he was sitting beside someone like fucking Chase. Now that we saw what T. Higgins can do, he's fucking out of control. So add those two with an improved offensive line, an improved defense, and Joe Burrow now at full strength. And you're like, mate, you know what? These guys are, I think they're winning the division. I mean, like if you look at what Baltimore is doing right now, I think it's safe to say that they're going to slide. They're, like we're talking about equal record, 8-4 between Cincy and Baltimore. Cincy's going to take the division. And then, fuck, playoffs.
Like, they're right there. Like, you trust them. Right? You basically trust them. Like, we've already seen them beat the Chiefs. You know that a team like the Bills, that's going to be a fucking great game. You know the Titans they can beat. Like, they're right there. They're in the mix.
Yeah,
like, it's awesome. So it's exactly where you want to be. They're
and
doing
we
the same
and
thing.
So we had that chant for the underdog last year, and like, they're not the underdog, but like, they've still got that plucky character that you just like, fuck it. We want you to win. We want you through.
They get one the more. Same as like, what is it? One or two more years of that. Maybe two, I reckon. And then it turns into the KC sort of like, yeah, all right. It's like, get out of the road, you. Like, you're not the kid anymore.
That's fair.
Are the Niners Super Bowl dreams, they're cooked there, Gaz? What do you reckon? Yeah, nah.
Got to think. Well, we need to see more of Purdy. But like, you got to think. Oh, not that I know. But if you're the third string, let's be honest. If you're the third string and no one's trying to trade for you because they're all of 32 teams, including your own, are trying to observe what sort of quarterback you are. If you were starting quality, then you would have been there. And you're realistically third fucking string. This is a fucking epic defense, but are we going to think that you're going to take you through to... Mate, fucking not only the end of the division, but realistically, through a whole bunch of they're not gonna get a number one seed, so they're gonna have to win away, and then they're gonna have to get to the Super Bowl. This has got to be the end of the 49ers season, right? Not right now, but like, it's gotta be done.
Breaks my heart, because I was really enjoying that.
They had so much potential, right? They were fucking there.
More importantly, they were the only team I really thought would really give the Eagles a shake. Because that leaves now this next year. Nah, Gaz, are Dallas the only team that could beat the Eagles in these NFC playoffs? Yeah, nah.
Dallas are fucking... I'm not going to lie. Dallas are quite scary.
I'm not afraid of Minnesota if I'm Philly. I'm not afraid of Tampa Bay. I'm not afraid of the Giants, the Seahawks.
No.
I would have been afraid of the Niners if they had a QB. I am afraid of Dallas.
I have spent the entire week... Sorry, need to move my microphone. I've spent the entire week and thinking about the fact that the entire NFC comes down to the Christmas Day game, Christmas Day for us, of Cowboys-Eagles. Because by that stage, we will, well, assumedly be... 1 to 2 games above them, and if we win that, game, it's done. Like, it literally, we've got a game against the Saints and the Giants, and neither of them fucking matter, right? If we've beaten them, then we're pretty much the number one seed. So, and if we lose, well, then there's a bit of a dogfight, right? So, mate, if you look at what they've done recently and improving that offense, Gallup coming up to pre knee injury status, and CeeDee Lamb coming up to what the expectation was, and Dak coming back, and Pollard. They've given you a little bit more to Pollard. It's a bit fucking scary, right?
Yeah, I love it.
It's a bit fucking scary. So look, I've got, like, as much as I hate the Cowboys, and I don't think that's surprising for anyone who has listened to this podcast over the last 3 years. I'm scared, and I respect them more than any other team in the NFC right now.
Love it. Quick one-word answer. Matt Ryan, do we see him quarterbacking again after this season? Yeah,
no. No.
All right. No. Good bloke of the week. Bloke, you want to buy a beer? Revenge week. I mentioned this at the top. Everybody gets a beer this week. AJ Brown, Malik Hooker. How much fun was that dude having? Not Bobby Wagner. Didn't get his revenge. He did have a very good game, though, against his old Seahawks. And Aaron Rodgers got revenge on the Bears.
Revenge on the Bears?
What?
Okay, sure.
I still find that fucking strange. Like, I understand, like, if the Bears have been good literally at any point of his career, that it's like, yeah, I fucking own the Bears. Like, dude, it's like beating up, like, your little fucking cousin. Like, you shouldn't be proud of that. Like, they've been shit literally the entire time you've been the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Slow your fucking roll. Jameson Williams, as you alluded to earlier, back from the ACL tear for the Lions. He taught that in college and, you know, his rehab.
Big game. Big fucking game, too. Like, it wasn't the national champion. Not the national championship game, but, like, he went down and everyone's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's gonna hurt, because he was the number one running or wide receiver coming out, and then all of a sudden you're sitting beside that. And it was a couple of months behind recovery. So Jameson Williams, he could be fucking shit hot, and opposite Amon-Ra St.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. All right,
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Then we fucking got it.
See, that's how you do it. You fill in for your co-host, Gaz. You know, when one of them's dying up there. Because they're, you know, coughing on a, you know, choking
no,
out a cough.
No, but like, you're the expert, mate. You're the expert. I'm the comic side relief.
Wait. I thought I was the comic
side relief. I'm waiting for the trigger. I'm like, I'm just waiting for the point, Jimmy. Fuck. Anyway, all right, for me, it's Purdy. Fucking Purdy. Mate, he's cast in. The reject, the third stringer. Come in. There's no pressure, man. We're only a playoff team that we're expecting you to lead us to. So everyone in San Fran is going to be buying Purdy a beer this week. He's the man you want to ride. You want to give the confidence to. Bring him home, boys. Bring him home.
It's going to be a tough one. Old mate, no mate, speaking of tough, Zach Wilson. Oh, geez. Just the stories that keep coming out of like everybody in that locker room going, that dude fucking sucks. Is hilarious. Mate, the thing is, as I said, if Mike White goes full Mike White, like they've given him a couple of weeks off, maybe he's got his head right a little bit and he's, you know, a little bit more apologetic. And that was like one of the reports. So he's like, oh yeah, I took responsibility after. It's like, you fucking better have.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I know I said it last week where I want to go back and count how many rusty episodes we've had where they're like old mate no mate, so like how many rusties. I reckon if we combined that with Zach Wilson episodes, we would have fucking nothing. There'd be nothing left.
That'd be it.
There's one or the other. So there is no rusty, just for everyone's benefit, there is no rusty this week, but there is definitely a Zach.
Tyler Boyd dropped that wide open Burrow pass. That was a big old mate. No, it's like because Joey B's just like,
they
what
won,
the?
I know, but they're like, they won. Come on, mate.
No, but that,
we've
like,
always
the
had
instant,
that premise.
Instant reaction, premise, though. Instant reaction from Joey B was just like, he was just in so disbelief that Tyler Boyd just dropped it. He's like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah,
how the fuck
did
he miss that?
Tough
scene. And obviously, old mate, no mate's the obvious one there. We've got two of them. Two former, well, one current. One former Cleveland Brown quarterback. First off the rank, Baker Mayfield. That is,
that's
what we say?
Tough scenes,
how do you spell
tough scenes.
All from grace? Thy name starts with Baker. Holy shit. Like, that is just waved. Waved, Gaz. Waved.
See, as you said, like, day off. Like, that's, it's gone out of control. So that. It's like, but like, They haven't even. Usually when someone comes does something like that, it's like there's some sort of a press conference to go, oh, you know, we've done it at this time of the year so that he's got an opportunity to pick up with the new team and like make something of himself. But like nothing. It was just like, we've got Sam Darnold back. When you've got Sam Darnold back and that is your option and you're cutting Baker Mayfield, who was so polished coming out of college and did the guy who nearly took Cleveland to the playoffs. Well, then you've like, yeah, you're done fucked up, sir. Anyway, so for me, I'm going to move on from that and go, mate, old mate, has to be the Sean Watson this week. Ugh. Oh, fuck it. I was going to see if I could go an entire episode without mentioning him, but fuck it. He had a subpar game. There was, what, 10? I'm going to call them victims. I don't know what the fuck they're like. Like, let's just call it like, let's call it victims. At the game, I was fucking trying to find another term, but I couldn't be bothered. Then avoided questions. I highly suggest people go back and watch his press conference after the game because he did nothing but just miss and subvert opportunity to address fucking anything. And it was literally, I was like, oh yeah, no, sorry. It was like, they asked, you know, did you hear the noise and the boos when you came out? Oh, well, yeah, I'm, I'm, I'm a Cleveland Brown now, so I was obviously drafted by the Texans, so of course they were going to boo me. No, mate, it had nothing to do with the fact that you were Cleveland fucking Brown, mate.
Might have Jesus. Something to do with the multiple sexual, like reported sexual assault.
Fuck,
probably that.
The disillusioned vibe that is within this guy is fucking out of control.
Love it.
Like, it was, anyway.
What
sorry.
An absolute old man no mates, though. He 100% that, is. Like, everyone's
fuck,
just like,
mate.
Everybody dancing around the Deshaun thing this week. And you get it, because it's like, yeah, this sucks. And I don't want to talk about it because he's a fucking shitbag. Like, done.
In the interview, they ask him, and I highly suggest people go and watch it, because the interviewers, I don't blame the media, because they asked him leading questions to lead him into fucking take accountability himself. And he didn't. In any way, shape, or form. Oh, you know what? I didn't have the greatest game because someone said that I haven't played in 700 and something fucking days, which is like 2 years. And I need to get back in sync with my guys. I'm like, yeah, you know what, mate? You know why you didn't? Because you were fucking suspended by your team. And then you were suspended by the NFL because you suck. Fuck. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Definitely old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates. Anyway, so that was a bit passionate. Sorry.
No, it was perfect. It's also like, yeah, it was great that he was shit. Like, he played like
shit.
Yeah,
so it was fucking shit.
Unpopular opinion.
I'm happy
today
to drop that pick, Jimmy. I dropped that pick and I'm happy to fucking drop it because fuck that guy.
Nice. Unpopular opinion of the day. I think Baker would be fucking hilarious and awesome in San Francisco. And you know that Kyle Shanahan is sort of sitting there going, he's had like, you know, maybe I have two beers, and he's like on that halfway through that second, I was like, yeah, fuck it, why not? Let's go. If anyone could make it work, it's me. Also, my favorite thing, well, one probably actually my least favorite thing. I don't know about you, Gaz, but I've got an unpopular opinion. Like, kissing your cousins is a bit weird. So whenever a tie happens.
What?
Whenever a tie happens.
I don't even know where this is going.
So in the NFL, anytime there's a tie,
right,
you know that there's going to be just a weird raft of dudes in the NFL meet. It's like kissing your cousin. It's like, most of us wouldn't know.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Like, oh, it's a tie. Okay, it's a tie. It's like kissing your cousin. Like,
right, okay.
Right, how many times you fucking macked on with your cousin, you fucking dirty
okay,
weirdo.
I get it.
So that's my unpopular opinion of the day is, I don't know, kissing your cousins
kiss
is
your cousin
weird.
Yeah, fair enough.
Unless you're apparently an NFL fucking pontificator. Not us. Jesus.
If I go back to the first one, the one that is least about incest. Thanks, Jimmy.
Least.
All right, cool. Least.
To a degree. Least.
To a degree. Well, let's bake it. No, I'm not gonna cast aspersions. Anyway. All right, so the whole Baker on San Fran, I mean, at the moment, it kind of seems obvious, right? Because he can be a bit of a game manager. Like, when they were successful, it was when the Browns drove through the run game, right? Yep. And if you've got a team full of Swiss Army knives, like the San Fran 49ers do,
just hand
fucking
it off.
Pick up that guy, right? just hand it off and throw the occasional Ayuk pass and the occasional Debo pass, and you'll be fine, right? The other part of that is, apparently there's a couple, well, the last article I read before jumping on this, because I read in the Uber on the way home, on the way from the pub, because that's how quickly I went from the pub to this episode, Jimmy, was that there's two teams in front of the 49ers who are showing interest in terms of the waiver wire. Because obviously, when he's waived in the way that he is, he has to go straight to a waiver wire, which means that the shittest teams have highest priority. So,
fun.
Maybe we see Baker Mayfield on and hit. Like, I mean, if you're Baker, right? If you're Baker, would you just not hope to pass through everything and just go, let me sign with, I've never been on a, come on, guys, I've never been on a fucking playoff team. And, like, ready-made playoff team 49ers sitting right there. Just, like, fucking has his name all around it. But,
love it.
Anyway.
Yeah, I want to see it happen. Like, that's why I literally said it might be an unpopular opinion today. I actually want to see it happen because I think it'd be awesome. Yeah. Australian spotty, really quick one. Dicko banged in a big 62-yarder this week. Had a good game there in LA for the Seahawks. Enjoyed watching that. Just every time he gives that big woof, off he goes. Outback Takehouse, what is it? Tuesday, Gaz. You know what that means.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Koala spit. That's right. We found one out the back of the house. Just fucking spit the bastard. Just fucking skin it, chuck it on the spit, boom, away you go. Koala spits only at Outback. Today's flame grill take is, the Chiefs are tanking their games against the Bengals to give them the old rope-a-dope. Just wait for the AFC Championship game this year, boys. They're going to fuck you up. Oh, God, I could barely make it through that one. Only.
I know. So it's a long. So you're saying that it's a
2-year long con.
I was going to say the losing long, in the long game across multiple years. We're going to lose AFC Championship game to let you get into the Super Bowl to potentially beat you next year.
All right. How the actual Outback Takehouse is basically if the San Francisco 49ers pick up Baker Mayfield, they will win the NFC only. At Outback. That's what I can get behind.
So not the division. You're saying they're going to win the entire NFC.
That defense?
No. Sorry, mate. I don't like it.
Captain Fantasy. I got a big win this week that kept me in touch. One thing I wanted to mention on this is that our fantasy NFL Australia Legends League is still absolutely fucking crazy competitive with 2 weeks to go, I want to say. I pulled one out over the juices loose thanks to Chris Olave.
And, he pulled one out. Unfortunately, his fucking webcam was on at the same time again.
Tough
fucking hell.
And I've pulled that out, won it. Cool. I'm 8-5. You're 8-5. Yeah. But the vast majority of the fucking league is 7-6 or 6-7. So I think the top 10. Essentially, are all still within a chance of making the postseason, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And even then, I think everybody else is 5-8 and 4-9. Like, there's no stinkers when it comes to the old NFL Australia Legends League. So, love to see it. How did you go? You dropped another one.
Yeah,
though,
so I dropped a game against a fucking lowly, lowly team. Who knows who he is? But in two leagues, what fucked me this week is I'm in two leagues, my dynasty and Australia one.
No one.
And I started Jimmy G and Lamar first quarter injury quarterback. When you quarterback.
I think you lost to Matty Owens. That's hilarious. Sucked in.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to mention. I didn't want to give him the credit. What a jerk.
All right.
Anyway, let's get into tipping because for once in my life, Jimmy.
You beat me.
I'll fucking be here for once in my life. Got two up on you, so I'm only like 30,000 fucking beers down this season.
So you're still 14 down on me for the year, which is still more than half a slab, but that's all right.
Imagine if I was employed to fucking tip you fucking jerk.
To be honest, when I went back over our picks from last Tuesday, I'm like, oh, we had had a couple of beers last week. And
I've had a couple this week.
If I get around, like, you know, 2 seconds at some stage tomorrow, I might actually do the thought experiment of like, what were my actual picks in the column on Friday versus what I had on Tuesday? Because I've got a feeling that would have been wildly fucking different.
Different.
There
were
some shockers, but I got 6 out of the 14 games and you got 8. So you beat me by 2.
Yay.
And, leaving me at 102 for the season. You're at 88. So.
Nice.
Good stuff, though. I'll pay that. Raiders-Rams. We've both gone the Raiders because the Rams stink, and it's only 5.5, which always feels a bit squirrely, but just that Raiders team, they have to do it again, don't they?
And they've got nothing left. There's nothing in the tank for Rams. Like, absolutely fucking nothing.
Raiders, yeah, that fucking stadium, that stadium would be half full of Raiders, three-quarters full of Raiders fans anyway. Detroit hosts Minnesota. You've actually gone Minnesota here. I don't mind that. This is an NFC North battle. I've gone Detroit -1. It's a -0.5 point, I think, for
That's
Detroit.
That's fucking weird. That's a weird line.
This is 100% the trap game, though, right? Minnesota have basically gone, fuck it. We can look past this. We've wrapped up essentially the division. We're laughing. Detroit, who fucking cares? Let's just get through this one. And Detroit somehow, as we've seen, they can put up points. And I feel like you can throw on Minnesota. The problem is, if it's Jared Goff making the throws, I'm a bit worried. But I kind of trust Detroit to actually win this one. So getting a half point at home, fuck yeah, let's go.
I actually have no issue with losing this tip because I think the smart bet with the weapons and where they intend to be in terms of a playoff team is Minnesota. But where Detroit's been playing and the fact that I want to have an extra game gap as an Eagles fan, I'm 100% okay with losing this tip to Detroit, right? It's a half point, right? And I'm like, the smart bet is like the money is on Minnesota, but which is reflected in the line. But realistically, I'm 100% okay with Detroit winning this game.
Yeah, the Vikings are 8-2 and a half point underdogs in Detroit against the Detroit Detroit Football Lions. Amazing.
Yeah.
The New York Jets go to Buffalo. 9.5 point underdogs in Buffalo. Oof. I've gone the Jets plus 9.5 just because that line, I think the Jets' defense is gnarly. Buffalo's defense is all sorts of banged up. Obviously, Von Miller going out. I think the Jets lose this, but they keep it interesting. And we've seen them do it before. They beat Buffalo earlier this season. Like, the Jets aren't afraid of Buffalo. And this defense is not afraid of Josh Allen. And Josh Allen wasn't really exactly lighting it up against the Pats. I mean, they just sort of fucking steamrolled us. I think the Jets can hold, you know, hold serve a little bit here. Keep the game interesting. I'll take the 9.5.
Yeah, that Jets that aren't afraid of Buffalo was also not led by Mike White, who kind of fell apart a little bit last week. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Buffalo this one. I reckon this is the end of the season where you have that kind of
separation,
mid season slump where you're just like kind of fucking all right now is the time we go all right we need to put our foot down now because we're now playing for not to win the division, we've got that covered. We need to play for position, right? So I'm going Buffalo. They're getting serious now.
Buffalo also still need to be winning for position. And so because they're right there with Miami and stuff, so it's going
to
be pretty tough.
I'm saying. They need to be.
They're going
to
win out. They can't just be fucking around. Pittsburgh, they host Baltimore. We've both gone the Steelers just because question marks around
Lamar.
Baltimore. And that checks out. And especially at home, Pittsburgh is always going to be tough. Division game. Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
Philly, Giants. This is great. 6.5 point favorites. I love that half point, so I've gone Philly. But so many times over the years, these two teams have played squirrely as fuck 100%. Games, Gaz.
Worries me to fuck. And I don't like it as an Eagles fan. I'm going to be stressed out to, like, it's going to drive me nuts. But you know what? We've invested heavily in the last few weeks in just stopping that run. And what the Giants have won is these dirty, fucking grimy Danny Dimes, Saquon Barkley, drive it hard. And so, you know what? If we can make Danny Dimes win it in the air and have Darius Slay and Bradbury, I'm going to take fucking Philly to Love put it. It to. Yeah.
Me too. I just think they're better. Cleveland, they go to Cincinnati. I'm actually taking the Browns here. This is
there's a lot of differences this week, right?
This is also one of those weird fucky games where like Cincinnati looked really good and then they play like a division rival and you're like, oh, 6.5 points. What the fuck? Cleveland, just get that run game, get that defense going. You're in Cincinnati, they know that. You've gone Cincy.
I
better team.
They're a better team, but I need to see more about fucking like how do you trust Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
And actually what the fucking locker room think of Deshaun Watson? I made the mistake. I went with the Browns last week thinking that he was going to come back after 2 years and go, "Ah, the revenge game, fuck yeah." And then fuck, it wasn't great.
Laid an egg.
And so I'm just going to go Cincy because I think that they're tying one on. And as we've spoken about earlier in the episode, fucking on their way back.
That might be one where I message you later in the week going, nah, I'm taking
Changing
Cincy.
Changing it. There's no fucking way.
There's no chance.
There's no fucking
like,
way.
I felt gross even typing that, but I'm just like, there's always some weird fucking stupid late game that Cincy get involved in. 6.5's a lot. Tennessee, they host Jacksonville. We're both going Tennessee because Jacksonville are trash.
Yeah.
Checks out.
I don't like Jackson. I don't like Tennessee either.
Yeah, but 3.5 is like, fuck it.
Whatever. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it.
Dallas, Houston. I've gone the 16.5 point line for Houston.
16.5. Jesus Christ.
It's such a big line. It's like
a big line. You like, just for people who can't see it, Jimmy's put Houston. It's a 16.5, and he's put like 15 exclamation marks after the fucking. There's to like, what the fuck?
Seriously.
I've still gone Dallas for that 16.5 because Houston have no offense.
They don't.
And I think that defense from, like, the defense from Dallas will stymie it even on top of that.
You might have changed my mind here. I might have to swing it. They might win by, like, 28. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, that's my point.
There we go. KC, they go.
TED Talk. Move on.
I might change that one as well later in the week. I'll let you know. KC, Denver, KC 8.5. We've both done that because Denver stink.
Yeah, there's no offense, right?
Love a good get right spot where they just kick the fuck out of somebody by like 15.
Yeah.
Seattle, Carolina. Oh, Carolina. I'm going the Panthers in Seattle. Just in terms of weird teams all season, Carolina are it. Like, if you look at their line record, it's fucking gnarly. Seattle are very good. They're a better team. They should win this, but this is the classic. And let's go up to Seattle, where Carolina are only down by a point. And it's, you know, they're driving for the win. It's like, oh, shit, cool. And then, you know, they fuck it up and they still lose. But they cover that 3.5-point spread. So, yeah. You know, they got Darnold. They're feeling good about themselves. They had a week off.
Sure. In your statement you made, they're a better team, they should win by more, and Sam Darnold had a week off. I think you've just given me all the excuses why Seattle was going to win this by more than 3 points. Yeah, so got 3.5 points.
Might have just talked myself out of that one.
I know, right? You just gave all of my justifications about why I chose Seattle.
That's usually a Gaz trick, that one, too.
I know, right?
Tampa Bay. They go to San Francisco. Niners are 3.5-point favorites. We're actually both gone the Niners.
I really don't like this. I fucking hate it. This is the one that I hated.
But, I mean, this is also a Tampa Bay team that we just saw put up, what, 3 points for the vast majority of the game against the Saints. But that's it. Like, the Saints own this Tampa Bay team, so it's so hard to read into this. I just trust this Niners defense more than anything I've seen from Tampa Bay. So
we also don't have any idea about what to make of this offense. With Purdy. Like, what are they fuck are they going to do, right? Like, this is going to set the tone for the rest of the season. Like, I'm not saying it's not going to be the thing that they do, but it's going to set the tone for the rest of the season. And so we've got no idea what to guess.
Yep.
But we do know that defense is going to be fucking smothering.
They will
be.
Anyway. That's what they do.
Anyway, it's going to be close.
Miami go to LA to play the Chargers. I've got Miami minus 3.5. You've actually gone the Chargers.
I don't know. I just want more than anything. like, Miami is just, it's weapons all on that offense. And I don't know. I feel like
you've gone the Chargers, though. You're doing the thing I just did. You're talking yourself into the Dolphins.
I know. But like on paper, the weapons on the Chargers are more widely spread and should have it. But I really struggle to take into account Staley as the coach.
I look at
the weapons are great. The weapons are great. Calling the plays to get the ball to those weapons sucks balls.
I'd also argue that Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Jeff Wilson, Raheem Mostert.
There's no problem with those.
Like, let's fucking go. Miami, yeah. I'm all on.
All right.
Love it. And then finally, my beloved New England Patriots go to Arizona, and I have zero clue what the fuck is going to happen in this game.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that was like, gross. Fuck it.
It's a 1.5. Yeah. That's a 1.5-point favorite on the road.
Away.
Arizona stink
with
on the,
no offense.
Like, at home,
this
though.
This is great with no offense, right?
But Arizona, what, they've won one game in like the last 9 or 10, I think, at home, which is just crazy. So,
yeah.
Thing is, Patriots, look, they're just sort of shit this year. We know that. We've already gone through it. I just think there's maybe one last sort of statement game in them. Just to throw a bit of a spanner in the wrench, a wrench in the works, a spanner in the works. Yeah. There you go. And Arizona stink out loud. Like, they're just bad. So
honestly, the last two games, I had no idea what to think. I've gone Arizona because I just, they invested heavily in Hollywood Brown. They invested, you know, obviously they've got Nuke, and like, I don't know. I hope that like there's some time off from like Modern Warfare, Gears of War,
bit of COD.
Whatever the fuck is. Whatever so place, whatever the fuck he's playing right now, and that they can just snap out of it, because right now they are literally on the verge of front office sackings.
Yeah, that dude.
They're not gonna sack Kyler, obviously, but Kingsbury and the staff, like, come on, guys, come on, it's time to wake up.
Gaz, right? Kyler Murray just spent the last 2 weeks playing fucking Call of Duty. Like
100% they did.
He had the week off. He's like, oh, I don't have to do any homework. I never do any homework anyway. This is great. I'll just sit in my room. Off we go. And Bill Belichick's just like, that's fine. He's going to fucking steamroll him. I love it.
Yeah.
The buys, Washington, Green Bay, Chicago, Indy, New Orleans, Atlanta, because great job, NFL.
Does it not feel like that we've got... it feels to me that we've week got 14. Buys way later.
Why do we have six way teams later. On a bye in week 14? Yeah, it's fucking the dumbest weird, shit ever. Man. We had two teams last week. We didn't have any teams the week before because it was Thanksgiving. No. What are we doing? Like,
it's
spread it
weird.
Out, you idiots. This shit shouldn't be rocket surgery.
Yeah,
give us more football. All right, speaking of which, more football. That's it for week 13 of NFL Australia. We'll be back weekly. That's what we do. So you'll hear us again next week. Good times, great memories. Unless, you know... Provided I've still got a fucking voice the rate I'm going. Jesus. It's getting bad, guys. Getting bad. Anyway, check us a follow on the old Facey, Twitter, IG, all that good stuff. Check us a rating review on your podcast app. Whatever, whichever one you use. Rate, review it, star it. Tell them, mate.
Do more of it. Fucking hell. Like, just do more of it. Like,
rub it over your
subscribing,
body.
Subscribing. Like, just whatever. Subscribing. Just even if you don't listen, subscribe and don't listen. I don't
subscribe.
Even fuck.
Get your mum subscribed.
Just do your thing, right? Just get a fucking... You know what? Play it in the background with the volume down. I don't care. Just get our stats up. It helps.
I love it. Subscribe your missus.
Yeah.
Or if you're a lady, subscribe to your bloke. You know, get him signed up to it. Off you go.
Yeah.
Or your, you know, same-sex partner. Whatever you're up to. Like, go nuts.
I hear it. I hear it helps you in the dating scene. I'm a subscriber of NFL Australia.
There you go. That's a t-shirt. Right. Either way, big thanks to House Hats for the intro and outro song. Go check their album. Get around NBA Australia. We are a few shows a week at the moment.
That's a thing.
I enjoy NBA Australia. It's good times. It's a lot of yelling. As opposed to this, which is just a lot of yelling.
Well-balanced. Discourse.
Code Bet Daily. That's also me yelling and knocking over water at our man Alex today. That was good. Really fucking brained him. What else? Code Bet. That's a good website. And of course, you can see me in the paper. Fox Sports Lab NBA. Boozer and Dicko. What else? Gaz, you got a show this week.
Mate, I got a show on Friday night. The Ramshackle Army. We might be playing the last show. Well, fuck. I'm not going to say forever, but at least for... very long period of time because our guitarist is moving interstate. So we're going to play at the Bendigo this Friday night. Come along. Sink piss with your mates Jimmy and Gaz and all a bunch of random other people. But also follow Eagle Australia because I have nothing better to do than post memes and fucking smart-ass opinions about the Eagles. I would post... pods of that, but apparently this and traveling around for my job takes up a shit ton of my time, so eventually I'll get back to that. But anyway, it's been a good time, Jimmy. It's been a good time.
I love it. I'll be there at that show on Friday.
You fucking better, you jerk.
Guarantee. Yeah, I just need to give Nathan a big sweaty cuddle after he plays.
Oh, no, that's true. Duh. Have you smelt my guitarist after he played? It's fucking, yes, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, not
I
great.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Anyway, there you go. That's awesome. We'll see you on Friday down at the Bendigo in Collingwood.
Yeah, but come to Bendigo.
And that's it. NFL Australia Dunskies for this week. We'll catch you next week. Diggins.
See yas.
I've been stripped. The flesh is